Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Why didn't God stop Eve from eating the fruit? Or the so-called fruit? I got a different story with it, but you know, we look at it as the fruit. Why didn't God just step on in and say, don't, leave that fruit alone, I told you. Why? $1 million question. Anybody can answer, I'll give you, I ain't got $1 million. Why didn't God save us all this headache and heartache? He already knew what was about to happen. He saw it coming. Why didn't he stop her? Oh, some of y'all started, If God had interfered right there, he would have violated his word. And you know what? The devil knew it. The devil lived up in heaven with him. You know, God's a God of his word. He's a God of integrity. He'll never violate his word. And he gave these folk dominion. Aha. He starts scheming. You like the Grinch? And so what did he do? Him being a spirit being, he found a dirt vessel called a serpent. The serpent had to be in agreement. Hey, yo, let me borrow. I'm going to get in you for a little bit because I got an appointment here with this woman. And so let me just borrow your body. And the serpent allowed it. That's why God cursed the serpent. The devil had to have a dirt body, something taken from the dirt to be legal. And it was the serpent. Now you have to understand, I've read it in quite a few different places, but the serpent didn't always crawl on his belly. The serpent was one of the more beautiful creatures created by God. And it walked up on all fours. But when God cursed it, because it lended itself, like a lot of people do, they lend themselves to these spirits. And they come and they do their function in the earth. Wreak the havoc, cause the confusion, do the destruction. And so God cursed the serpent. Isn't that interesting? God cursed the serpent. He couldn't get involved with the argument there. With the woman talking to the serpent. He would have violated. So go through some of the situations in your life that didn't turn out favorably for you, or that you don't quite understand. And look at it in light of what you're learning right now. And say, you know what? God couldn't have come in there at that time. Otherwise, he would have violated his word because I chose some things wrong. Amen. Amen. But see, thank God. Tell somebody, thank God for repentance. Satan was illegal and he negotiated with the serpent, which was like us, 100% dirt. That's what gives us authority in the earth, your body. No body, no authority. God couldn't get involved. You could say it this way. God was too faithful to his word to deliver us. See, sometimes stuff is going, now go through it again. Go back, go through it again, some of the situations in your life, because, and you wonder why certain things didn't happen. Because God is too faithful to his word. But what we can't understand, and what's wonderful about that, is that you belong to God. And so even though you've been through all that, God's going to work all these things together somehow for your good. But you can have that Zoe life and abundant life if you just choose life. God said, I set before you blessing and cursing. Choose life that you may live. When Eve did that, the whole human race collapsed. Everything collapsed. And now, stay with me. Holy Spirit had to leave. He became illegal. Amen. Why? He couldn't dwell in the corrupt temple. He couldn't. He became illegal. So the whole Old Testament, we don't see anybody filled with the Holy Ghost or baptized with the Holy Ghost. No, we see Holy Spirit coming on people, anointing them for a service, and then getting out of there. David was anointed. I mean, Saul, all through the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come. Samson would anoint him and then leave. He couldn't stay there. Illegal to stay there. Right? The bodies had become contaminated, and God couldn't come in. But I like this, because in chapter 3, the Lord, he couldn't come in the garden and rescue Eve, but he turned and started having a conversation with the devil. He said, listen, yep, you knew I wasn't going to violate my word. I'm just paraphrasing. I'm paraphrasing. I'm just giving you the mind, okay? What went on there? You know I'm one. I wouldn't violate my word. But let me tell you something. The same woman that you messed with, and you messed up the whole human race. The same woman, she's going to have a baby. The woman's going to have a baby that's going to have your number at the appointed time. I just want to let you know that in Genesis, give me Genesis 3:15. God began to prophesy. He said, all right, Mr. Devil, you think you've won, but I got news for you. I'm going to turn some of these things around. God promised that the same woman he messed up, God said, I'm going to use her. Look what he said here. And he said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between her, thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now notice here. He said, I will put enmity between your seed and her seed. Now, first of all, women don't carry the seed. God said, I'm finna turn the table on you, but I'm gonna do it legally. I'm not gonna violate my word, but I'm letting you know ahead of time, her seed is going to bruise your head. All right? So God promised the same woman that the devil messed up, God was going to use to bring about reconciliation and redemption. And when I say the same one, I'm not talking about necessarily Eve, but he was going to use one man. Amen. Amen. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 7. And verse 14, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. It gets gooder and gooder. Isaiah is prophesying now. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin. God said, you use the devil, I'm going to use a virgin. You use the serpent, I'm going to use a virgin. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. Now, wait a minute. That don't make sense. A virgin conceiving and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Interesting. First time I've ever run across the name Emmanuel to mean this. Emmanuel. That first one, you can break this down. It means in man. UL means Elohim. God in man. See, said, I'm getting ready to run up. I'm getting ready to do a number on you. A virgin is going to be with child. And his name is going to be Emmanuel in man Elohim. In other words, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you legally. I'm going to turn everything over that you did and destroy your works and take back the keys that you took from man. Somebody say Emmanuel. Now, God inside a man's body, and he said it in Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman. It had nothing to do with man's seed. This was God himself. Now go with me to Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. I tell you, this will change your prayer life. Amen. You stop praying all them little. Let me stop. All of them non, you know, them jive prayers. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Look at verse that first part of verse. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. This is Emmanuel. A child is born. The son is not born. The son is given. The child's name is Jesus. But the son is the Christ. See, his name is not Jesus Christ, you know, first and last name. Well, that is first and last name, Jesus Christ. No, Jesus is the son. See, Jesus was Mary's baby. Christ was never Mary's baby.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember,